Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. You guys, we have a show for you today. I'm so excited. It feels like Christmas in July to me, Whitney. Like, I feel that, you know what, that's what this is. This is Christmas in July for us here at Everything Iconic.
It's a special day.
I'm so excited. We have one of the queens of Christmas, Dorinda Medley, on the show today.
I cannot believe you're talking to Queen Dorinda.
I'm like freaking out. I'm so excited. I always said like the New York girls, they're my favorite. Like, I love all of these women. I think all the housewives are great, but the New York ones, I have just a special place in my heart. They're like my favorite. And Dorinda is quintessentially Real Housewives of New York.
Yep.
Don't you, when you think of New York, I feel like I think of her.
Yeah.
The Big Apple.
Yes. She has like the Upper East Side or West Side. I don't know the difference because I've never lived there, but she has that like sort of tone in her voice and attitude. I love her.
I need to stop you right there. So I'm rewatching the early seasons of New York without Dorinda. And first of all, it feels like she's missing.
Oh.
It feels like she's missing. But there's a season two episode, you know, when Kelly Bensimone came on and Luann goes to her house and Luann's like, so what neighborhood is this? And Kelly's like, it's downtown. And Luann's like, yeah, but like what neighborhood? And she's like, I just call it downtown. And I think it's, you know, Kelly like goes on this rant about how she's just deciding to call it downtown and nothing else. It's just like, it's so Kelly. It's so Kelly. But anyway, that just made me think of it. But I've always loved these women. And the fact that Dorinda's not in those early seasons, it feels like there's something missing.
It's a loss.
Yeah. And I love those early seasons, but we need her.
We needed her.
Yeah.
Now, I remember hearing that she was going to be on earlier.
Right.
But she was dealing with the loss of Richard, I believe. That's why she was maybe adverse to joining.
Yeah, and she even appeared at one of, I think, Jill Zarin's luncheons, or it was either Jill or Ramona's. Dorinda's in the scene, but it's like one of those big scenes with, you know, a million people, but Dorinda's there. So she had a relationship, and I think that's why she fit in so well with these women, because she did have a relationship with the cast before joining.
Yep.
And I think her introduction was one of the more flawless cast additions, right?
Yes.
Like, I think when I think of people that have come in later on that have really, you know, succeeded, I think of like Dorinda, I think of Shannon Bedore.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's other people with some of these franchises where they add them to the cast and you're like, what are they doing? Why are they here? You know, and they last a season or something and then they're gone. But Dorinda, I can't imagine the show without her now.
I agree.
I think she's that good. And she's had so many memorable moments over the years. The first thing that comes to mind is her clip.
You fool.
That's the first thing?
Yeah.
There's so many moments.
That one really comes to mind. I don't know. Just her yelling at that restaurant. And people always talk about Dorinda on vacation when she's had a couple too many drinks. The first season, I believe, when she was on the cast and she had a lot to drink, I think it was Miami with Heather. And she kind of got that Dorinda, you know, slur that we love.
And she was like upset about something that no one could understand.
Who you want to be elegant. So you're not going to tell her,
okay,
oh, it's cool to use the F-bomb.
My mother would be disgusted with me if I cursed in her presence.
That was like the first little taste we got of that. And I loved it so much. And then, of course, when they were in Mexico and she stabbed her hand.
Mom. Hey, really? Look at this. I've cut my hand.
Oh my God, what is going on?
I stabbed my hand.
What are you talking about? How did you stab your hand?
I did stab my hand.
But how? You stabbed the table.
I somehow stabbed my hand.
I mean, that was a moment. She was in the middle of arguing with Bethany, and then it was just like, oh, wait, Dorinda's bleeding. And then, of course, the Halloween moment. I'm going to ask her. So we're getting her on the line. I'm so excited to talk to her. And I am going to ask her about that Halloween costume, the Lady Gaga Halloween costume. I want to know if she still has it.
How'd you get all the bubbles?
I had the guy from
SNL, Saturday Night Live, who did it for Andy Samberg. The NSL person made this for me. She's now working for Sesame Street. Adam Sandler's thing did it for me.
Adam Sandler's thing did it for me?
Adam Sandberg's thing did it for me. They did a skit for NSL with Lady Gaga and Adam Sandberg. The guy that did it did my dress.
Good.
We lost a couple of bubbles.
Oh my God, it was so, so good. And then, of course, when we think of Roni, mm-hmm. one of the first things that comes to mind is the Berkshires trips. Ooh. And without Dorinda, we wouldn't have any of the Berkshires trips.
I know. She opened up.
She opened up the world to us.
She opened up the world.
She did. But the Berkshires, I can't imagine a season without the Berkshires now.
I mean, I hope they've given her a key to the city.
Right.
Is it a city?
I don't know, but I hope they gave her some keys.
Yeah, because she is the queen of the Berkshires.
Queen of Christmas, queen of the Berkshires. I mean, think of the Berkshires moments, the moments we've gotten at her house in the goodness. Berkshires. We got Bethany calling Luann a whore. I mean, iconic.
You are a hypocrite. What? You f*** everyone.
Oh, really?
And you pretend that you don't. I don't care if you're the biggest whore in Macy's window, but you pretend that you
so
have,
what are you doing
but
right
you're
now?
Appropriate. I'm calling you out on your s*** because no one besides me has the balls to do it. You are a slut and a liar and a hypocrite.
Oh, very nice.
And a snake. Oh. That's the truth.
We got Jules. Remember when Jules, after Bethany called Luann a whore, and mm-hmm. Jules was outside and her dad was like in the hospital, and Luann is like, I can't believe she just said that to me. And Jules is trying to tell her about her dad being sick. And oh my God, it's just so good. And then, of course, this season we got the murder mystery saga there.
I loved the murder mystery.
Yeah. Personally. It was so good. We even got that fight with Kristen Takeman had a fight at the Berkshires at one point. And Heather and Bethany had it
Heather
out.
Heather and Bethany yeah. were like, Bethany almost like stood on the table, or did she? She made them dance on chairs, I think.
Which last week on the show, I mentioned that Bethany had never told us about her allergy, her food allergy.
Yes.
But it turns out after we recorded, I remembered she did tell us that at the Berkshires.
Oh, right. They were having sushi.
Yeah. And remember Heather's like, well, why don't you tell the chef and then they'll make you something different.
Right.
And then Bethany started Bethany freaked going out. Crazy.
You know what's so good about the Berkshires, though, is all the drama is often not about Dorinda.
Yeah.
She just provides the environment. And as she said, she made it nice. And everyone comes up there
she
and
made
just
it
shits
nice.
On it.
I cooked all day. I decorated. I did it she nice. I'm ashamed. If no one can behave themselves, then you all go home. I gave you permission.
Whitney, she made it nice. That whole speech. Do you remember that? She wasn't even involved in any of that drama.
No.
And she took that episode by the horns and she owned that episode. And she's like, I cooked, I decorated, I made it nice. That whole speech is Emmy worthy.
Oh, yeah. And I think it stemmed from her birthday cake. Let's talk about how iconic Dorinda's birthday cake idea is.
Oh my God, I love her birthday.
She puts two cakes together.
Don't fuck with her cake either, and I get that.
I get that.
You can talk about me. You can talk about my house. You can talk about my decorations. But do not mess with Diane Sincala's birthday cake. When it comes to my mother, you don't go there.
That is an ingenious idea, and it sounds very sentimental. And that's who Dorinda is. She's a sentimental, big-hearted woman that when she gets a little drunk, she gets feisty. And honestly, I see a lot of myself in Dorinda.
Right. And I think that's why we love her so much, is because we do see ourselves in her.
Oh, yeah.
She's not crazy at all. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? She's like very calm, cool, and collected until she's not.
She's
and
just a big personality.
Yeah. She's just so, so fantastic. Speaking of her birthday cake this year, remember when she stuffed her face in it when it was lit?
I love it.
Happy birthday to you. Something so these girls can just laugh. I didn't take in consideration the candles were still on. All I know is I had a new hairline.
Why would you do that to yourself?
No one's happy.
I'm happy.
I never have a happy birthday. All in the name of getting these girls distracted. See what I do for you girls?
A moment. She gives us so many moments.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire was shook. But so I'm so excited, Whitney. We're going to get her on the line. And
I can't believe this.
I have so many questions for her. I'm so excited.
Ugh.
I can't believe it's happening. It's all happening, Sheena Marie.
It's all happening. I hope we get to meet her one day in person, but this is flying so close to the sun
right.
that this day...
A star landed among us. I'm just quoting magnets I have in my fridge now.
I'm so thankful for today.
I know, I really do. I woke up and I mentioned Christmas, and it did feel like Christmas morning to me. I was like so excited, so nervous to talk to Dorinda on the phone. I'm nervous. You know what? I'm going to lean into it. Remember I leaned into it with Queen Bonnie Hunt? I'm going to lean into it with Queen Dorinda Medley.
Okay. That sounds great.
So let's get her on the line. Let's talk to her. We have a lot to talk about. They filmed the reunion. I'm going to try to bring that up. I know she can't really talk a lot about the reunion, but I'm going to try. You know, and I want to be respectful about some of the questions. So I, you know, I'm going to do my best. This is my Frost Nixon.
You're a serious interviewer.
I am. Oh my God. Am I Barbara Walters now?
I love it. No, you are Danny Pellegrino.
This is Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino, and please enjoy my one-on-one conversation with Dorinda Medley. Queen Dorinda Medley.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hi, Dorinda. I'm so excited to talk to you. You're one of my favorite,
favorite housewives. Thank you. Oh, sure. I bet you say that, David. Well, I follow you very closely on your Instagram.
Oh, thank
you. I say little comments sometimes, too.
Oh, I know. I know. I get so excited when you like or comment.
So, what can I do you for? Let me just go outside because it's a little noisy in here. Can you give me 1 second?
Sure.
All right, here I go. I got it. I'm supposed to have my hair done by 1:30 because I had a back. You live in New York, right?
Yes, of course. I don't live in New York. No, I live in West Hollywood.
Huge explosion, and it's like goofed up the whole city, you know, so everybody's like behind. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, I'm here.
Okay. I'm so excited to talk to you. Now, as the season is winding down, do you feel a sense of relief?
Well, I think you always feel a relief when it comes to an end. You know, it's a long season.
Yeah.
It's not sort of long as far as, like, you know, we really only film sort of, you know, October to March, but it's very intense. And you go in there thinking one way, and you come out thinking it always ends, you know, a totally different way. You never know the things that are going to happen.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite moment from the season?
If I have a favorite moment, I would say, oh, my God, help me out here. There's so many.
I mean, the
moments.
Berkshires are always great.
Well, the Berkshires are great. And I love my murder mystery. I mean, I thought that was such a good way to change it up a bit.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that everybody got so much into character.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
And look, and I amped it up this year. It took me 3 days to get there because I wanted a total theme of, like, I wanted it like a Christmas grotto where people stopped at stations.
Yeah.
So I had like the snowball statement, you know, and the this statement and the that statement and the candy statement. So it was good. It was fun.
I loved it.
I don't know how I'm going to do myself this year.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Christmas. So one of my favorite things about you is how much you love Christmas. It just excites me when I see the house.
People don't know how much I love Halloween.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I've already ordered about $1,800 worth of stuff for
Halloween. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to ask you about Bethany. Now, you guys seem to sort of be on a rough track this season. How are you guys doing now?
Do you think we are? I mean, I don't see that. I mean, I've never had an argument with Bethany.
Yeah, it just seems
I don't know.
To me, it just seems like you guys aren't quite on, not fighting or feuding, but it just doesn't feel like you guys are always on the same page.
I mean, I find that hard to answer because I don't feel that way. I mean, even up at the spa, I'm like, what's going on? Is she mad at me? I'm perfectly fine.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think we ever have an argument or I even say a bad word. If you look at all my confessionals, I'm not even focused on Bethany.
Well, I think maybe because
that's a hard one for me to answer.
Sure.
Because, you know, I think people, you know, I'm not a team anything.
Yeah.
I'm a team myself. So, you know, and I have different friendships and unique friendships with each girl. So, you know, I have a lot of one-on-one. So maybe it's the only thing I think it shifted that, you know, maybe I started hanging out a little more with Carol. She started hanging out a little bit more with Sonia. No, that just happens in the season. The relationships shift all about.
Right. I think earlier in the season with the Nutcracker thing, it was just a little confusing to watch. It was, no one was exactly sure what happened.
That was fine. We went to the Gene party. I'm like, it's fine. I'm over it. Let's move on. Let's dance.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I'm a person that doesn't, I don't get stuck.
Right.
You know, I really just don't get stuck on things. I just, not if it's over stuff like that. You know, I have much bigger concerns with my life than that. But, you know, it's a moment.
Right.
It was a moment. We discussed it and we moved forward.
Yeah. I want to talk about Jill. There was an episode where we saw Jill. I was wondering, would you like to see her back? Because you had a relationship with her before the show.
I don't know if Jill wants to be back. I think Jill is, likes to dip in and out. You know, she's had a lot of stuff go on in her life. Clearly, she's, you know, Bobby passed this year. I mean, you never, here's the thing about the show. I've learned after 4 years never to say never. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Phil. I think she's great. She was great TV. I don't know, you know, it's a different show now, I think, than it was when she was on, as far as, like, the characters and the dynamics. But I certainly think she has enough relationships within the show to make it credible.
Right.
You know? So, it's never, let's put it this way, when you see her on the show, you're not sort of like, oh my God, what is she doing there? You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Totally. Now, one of the big season storylines is this back and forth with Bethany and Carol. And I was wondering, from your point of view, what do you think went wrong there?
You know, again, I hate to be this person. I don't like to comment on other mm-hmm. people's relationships, because it's really between them. You know right. what I mean? And I think it's something that they just have to sort out and deal with. And I don't like to be speculative about other people's relationships. I mean, I have enough going on with my relationships, and I try to stay out of that, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm kind of like developing a relationship with Carol, and I'm my relationship with Ramona, and whatever happened with them, remember, they were very, very close. So it's a much deeper mm-hmm. dynamic than probably even the show. You know, I mean, Bethany, I think Carol's hurt. And I think at some level, and they don't understand why they're both hurt. And that's what they have to sort of figure out. But it's not for me to speculate about. You know what I mean? Right. I just hope that they can come to some. Listen, relationships change. Yeah. It doesn't mean they're over.
Yep.
I mean, look at me. I have my ongoing thing with Sonya. And then before you know it, we'll walk you in the park again. So I don't, you know, never say never.
Yeah. And how are you and Sonya doing now?
We're fine. You know, we're in our corners. I saw her about a week ago, and she was perfectly fine with me. And I had never understand at the end of the day why we just don't get along. And I think mm-hmm. she at some level feels the same way. You know, not that we're similar, but we don't really have, we shouldn't be having this beef. You know, we should just agree to disagree and walk away. But we trigger each other. Sonya and I are triggers for each other, and I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Now, we saw you and Luann at the dress shop. You brought Luann to one of the dress store that you go to all the time. Did you
at
get
Giovanni?
Giovanni's, yes.
Giovanni. We've said that a million times this year.
I was wondering, did you get her all the dresses for that show, the cabaret show?
Well, I didn't buy them, but I got them lent to her for the whole, you know, all her dresses from the cabaret are from Giovanni. They were kind enough. They've been a contact of mine for a long, long time, even before I was on the show, because I did a lot of events with Richard, and I've always liked their stuff because they're very much event-based pieces and nothing you want to wear twice. You know, nothing you can, not you'd love to, but you can't really wear them twice because they're so distinct. And I thought, oh my God, what a great introduction, because she needs to, they're very glamorous. She needs to sparkle. And quite frankly, I didn't want her to have to, you know, you don't want to have to invest, but if she had to buy them, they'd be $20,000. So they were gracious enough to, you know, extend that opportunity to her. And I'm very happy. I mean, she looks great. She wears the stuff better than me.
Right. I mean, I don't know about better than you, but you both look great. And I saw the cabaret show and her dresses look fantastic.
Yeah, they're great. Giovanni does a great job at that. That's the look.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they do a lot of beauty pageants. They do a lot of Miss America. They do a lot. So it's that kind
mm-hmm.
of look.
Mm-hmm. So what can you tell us about the rest of the season coming up?
Well, you know, listen, there's more twists and turns. I mean, things shift again. And, you know, they did Cartagena last night. I just saw mm-hmm. that. And, you know, I have a little thing with Luann that, you know, we have to work through. And I, you know, I've known her a very long time. She's another one that, you know, I've been friends with a very long time. And we've gone through a lot together. I mean, you know, as you saw in the seasons past, I was really sort of by her side through the whole Tom thing mm-hmm. and try to be through her side through this whole thing she's going through. But again, sometimes you need, you know, you can take, it doesn't, I think people get freaked out when people take a pause from people. I actually think sometimes it's healthy.
Totally agree. I totally agree. I think sometimes you just need some space, and then you could come back even stronger.
That's it. That's what I think. If it's a real friendship, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And if not, you just, you know, it's interesting. My brother said after Richard passed, I was like, you know, blah, 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 crying about, you know, obviously clearly very upset. And she said, you know, Dorinda, everything in life has a time and place, and you can't question it. So sometimes things have a time and place.
Yeah.
And you need to either take a pause or maybe they take a different direction, and you just have to play it out, be gracious, hope for the best, keep it moving.
I know you can't really talk about the reunion. Is there maybe one or two words you can use to describe the tone of it or anything about it?
Well, I think that it was very emotional.
Mm.
And I think it was, there was a tenseness about it. I mean, I was physically exhausted when it was over. I mean, I actually felt like I went to work out afterwards, and I actually, my body hurt.
Yeah.
It's a long day and everything comes back out. And it's so difficult to have to relive the whole thing again for all of us.
Right. Right.
You know, and of course, we all go in there with our own perspective of what's right or wrong. And it's important that we listen to each other and that we try to come to some resolution so that next year we can go forward. Right.
You mentioned your body felt sore. And I just want to say that I've been following your Instagram journey and you've been working out so much. Your body looks amazing. What are you doing right now?
Well, I committed. I made that thing where I committed to a trainer. You know, I just was like, I had to just, you know, sort of take control and focus on getting, you know, the great thing about working out, I said this to my friend Luke the other day, it's the physical side of it is incredible because you really literally see your body change. You know, I was like an aerobics teacher for years and a weight trainer. So I have good muscle memory that didn't take long. But it's what you feel mentally and spiritually. I mean, it changes your whole outlook.
Yeah.
It creates a calmness. And I just think that, you know, it's almost like a religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, in the old days, I would have, you know, gone to the reunion and then gone out afterwards and slept all day. Instead, I, like, went to the reunion, had a quick dinner, went home, and I was back in the gym at 10 the next morning. Because that's my real life now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it takes a lot of discipline, too.
It helped me to clear it all out of my mind.
Right.
You know, you have a really good training session for an hour and a half. You sweat it out. You feel good. You feel good. It sets your nervous system. It puts you on a good trajectory. And you just, it's cleansing.
Yeah. I want to wrap this up by just asking you a few pop culture questions. These are just general quick questions. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Well, of course I do. I like the original Scrooge, the black and white original Scrooge.
Yeah, so good. So good.
But it's still airy. It's still, the minute you see that start coming on, getting advertised, you know it's Christmas. And I think, you know, Hannah loves it and Hannah's children would love it. That one's never going away. Followed closely by Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because when that premiered, it was the day that I was born.
Oh, I love that.
And my mother watched it in the hospital.
Oh, I really like that. That's great. Now, favorite Mariah Carey song. She's sort of the queen of Christmas.
Oh, I love the one she sings. Hannah always sings it. That, oh, God. Oh, my God, I can't think of it. The one that she starts off just.
The All I Want for Christmas?
Oh, Christmas. Well, I love that song.
Yeah.
That's a great. I use that song to decorate.
Yeah. Oh, it makes me so happy. And I feel like you can listen to it year-round.
And that's another one. 20 years from now, we'll still be listening to that song.
100%. Do you have a favorite Lady Gaga song?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I love the one. Na, 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 ha, 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 ha. I love
Bad Romance. Yeah.
See, I love that song.
Oh, it's so good. Do you still have that Lady Gaga Halloween costume?
The Lady Gaga Halloween costume, after my four smoking orange drinks, didn't make it home. I was like, I lost a bubble every 5 minutes. I mean, I was an obscenity by the end of it. They had to take me out with like that stick. Literally, you know, the old vaudeville where they put the hook and they're like, enough for you.
Oh, it was such a funny episode.
I was a Spanx leotard in a wig at the end.
I love that. Dorinda, I love you so much. It feels like you've been a part of this show since the beginning. It's shocking to me that you just joined in season 7 because you feel so quintessentially Real Housewives of New York. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, I think. No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Truly.
Thank you. And I keep following you.
Oh, thank you, Dorinda. I appreciate that. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Icons.
If you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic. Oh my God, Whitney, wasn't that a delight? You guys, Whitney's here. We're going to break down that interview.
We need to break this down.
One-on-one. Oh my God, I was so thrilled and excited. She was in the middle of getting her hair done, or she had just finished getting her hair done.
Which I love.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I mean, she
squeezed us in.
Knowing that she was like going about her day in New York just made me feel so good. Like I was a part of Dorinda's day.
Yeah. You were chatting with her on the balcony of some salon, I'm sure.
Oh my God. I lived.
Danny, I couldn't get over the fact that she follows you on Instagram.
I know.
She likes
export
your
that
memes.
Clip. export the audio of her telling me that she likes my Instagram account.
Are you just going to play it whenever you
meet
someone?
It's going to be my new ringtone.
Oh, ringtone.
Please.
I love that she said she leaves you comments.
I know. That was so cute. And she does. And I do get a thrill. It's so exciting to know that she knows that, you know what I mean? Like
you exist.
Yeah. It's so exciting to know. That makes me sound so vain, but it's true. I'm living in my truth. And I just love to know that, you know, she sees some of my stuff and it's just so, it's so exciting. And when these housewives, there are a few housewives that follow me. There's a whole group of them. And I love to know that they are actually seeing me.
I keep saying that. Who wouldn't want to be seen by these women?
I know. And when every time they like it, like with Dorinda, if she likes something, or Luann, or Rinna. Oh my God. I get so excited when any of these women that I worship like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
That is the biggest compliment you could receive in life, I think.
I mean, there's some other, I won't name names, but there's some other like big actresses and stars that follow me.
Oh, yeah.
But I still feel like I get more excited about like Dorinda.
I mean,
not that she is a huge star. She's
a huge star.
Yeah.
And going back, she gave us this time. I can't believe it.
I know. And you know, I've been trying forever to get one of these New York girls on my show.
Because they're your favorite.
They're my absolute favorite. So just to get any of them was a thrill, but let alone Dorinda, the queen of New York.
What are you doing here without Dorinda? What are we doing?
What were we ever doing without Dorinda?
Yeah.
On the
show? How
did
we have this podcast?
You know what? I don't even know how we made it this far. This is week, 53, episode 53 or something. And I don't know how we did it, Whitney. What were we doing here without Dorinda?
What are you doing here without Dorinda?
I feel like there will be before Dorinda and after Dorinda in this podcast.
Like BL before Lou. We're at AD right now after Dorinda.
Yeah, after Dorinda.
we're in AD terms of the podcast. It was just so exciting. And just to be able to wrap up, they're finished filming with the season. They just did the reunion. So to be able to kind of wrap up, I'm so excited for the reunion. I know that we still have a bunch more episodes left. We still have more Cartagena. We still have them back. We haven't seen the Luz Cabaret stuff yet.
Right.
So I feel like we have a lot still left, but they filmed the reunion. They're done with the season. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we got a good wrap up of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, I asked about the reunion, which I know she couldn't really talk about the reunion, but I was so excited. You know, she did give us a little bit of reunion.
She did.
A little bit. I know that I couldn't ask specific questions about the reunion, but I wanted to just approach it and see if she could maybe talk about it. And she did. And I like to hear her thoughts on it. It was exciting.
Yeah.
And then also, Whitney, I wanted to be respectful about the Luann. I know Luann re-entered rehab, which we all know from the People magazine information. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have loved to talk about it, but I also, I wanted to make it nice.
Yeah. Yes. And you were respectful. And I mean, what we saw this season was Dorinda, you know, didn't really speak to Lou when she was in rehab the first time. So Dorinda might not have had much to share. Yeah. She's probably just being a supportive friend out there. And by saying nothing is being nice. Because let's be honest, other women might not have held their tongue.
Right. I know Bethany was literally her Lou's publicist in the in that People magazine thing. It was like Bethany's the one coming out with this information.
Sometimes it's just nicer to say nothing at all.
Sometimes it's refreshing to not have someone speak on your behalf.
Exactly. Which then Dorinda mentioned. She didn't want to speak about other people's relationships.
Right.
You know, and look, Dorinda likes to act like she doesn't get into the fray, but she does.
I also love that we were able to talk about Giovanni's, the dress stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Because I feel that, and I've said this on Twitter, I feel like that's going to come into play more. Like, there's some dress stuff that's going to come into play later on in the season because they showed Dorinda and Lou at that dress shop. Mm-hmm. It felt like a cliffhanger to me, that scene. Mm. It didn't feel closed-ended. And we see in the coming attractions, we see Luann and Dorinda getting in a little spat.
Yes.
And I feel like the dresses somehow are going to come into play.
Oh, like there, maybe there's
something there with Giovanni. Is Giovanni's or Giovanni's?
Giovanni's, I think.
When I was asking, I was like, I don't know how to say it. Again? Yeah, I thought, I'm glad she got to touch on it because I feel like, mark my words, there's something more coming with that.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a lot more coming up. We haven't seen the boat trip yet.
I know.
And in the coming attractions for this Thursday show, we haven't seen the boat trip, but you know, it's coming.
We know she survived.
Yes. I think there's 4 episodes left
of the
season. Is
that too dark to joke about?
No, they survived. You're right. They made it.
Wait, who's in a diaper? Sonia or Ramona?
Sonia. Well, okay. So do you remember months and months before the season started?
Yeah.
I had told y'all on the podcast, if you listen, I said, here's what I heard about the show. And I gave some stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then Bravo came out and said, no, the boat trip didn't happen. Like, and then eventually it came out that the boat trip did happen.
Mm.
But I had said that there's Sonia in a diaper. Because I hear things, Whitney.
Oh, yeah. You've got your ear to the ground.
Ears to the ground. And people tell me things. And a lot of times people tell me things. I'm like, I don't know what's true and what's not. Because people reach out to me. And sometimes it's like, you know, I walk so-and-so's dog. You know what I mean? Like, it's sometimes there are loose connections. People will DM me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it said there's something with Sonia in a diaper coming. And I think Bravo had maybe said that didn't happen.
Okay.
But I think it's still to come.
Okay.
Yeah. And we still have the boat trip, which the boat trip finally... Do you remember, though, Bravo was denying that the boat trip stuff happened?
I don't remember that. That's scandalous.
Like, I don't know if they denied it, but they tried to hide it from us.
That is some revisionist history.
And then in the mid-season trailer, we saw all the boat trip footage.
Mm.
So we still have the boat trip coming up, I think, in not this Wednesday's episode, but the following Wednesday.
Okay.
I think that's when the boat trip will be.
Okay.
And I'm excited to see it. I don't think we're going to see a lot of the boat trip.
I feel like Dorinda was probably the person handing out life jackets.
Well, did you hear that? One of the rumors was that they didn't have enough life jackets.
No.
And the girls were like pissed because they were filming for this show and this is like what I heard. Again, I don't know any of this is all alleged, but I had heard there wasn't enough boat. It wasn't enough life jackets for everyone on board. And so that was one of the reasons why they were pissed because this boat was like going nuts at sea.
Yeah.
At sea. It was just going crazy, like insanity. And then they didn't have the proper safety on the boat.
I grew up boating and you have to have life jackets for everyone on board.
I feel like I heard something about the anchor too. I might be making
did
that
it get
up.
Stuck?
I feel like it wasn't a proper, I don't know. I hope I'm not making this up, but I feel like there wasn't a proper anchor. Or it was like a rope or something. Like it wasn't metal or something. I don't know. Mm. There was something about the anchor where it was either the not right anchor or it was an old school anchor or something like that.
Mm.
That was something I heard, but I will just say most of my predictions come true.
That is true.
People were telling me on Twitter, because a couple weeks ago I predicted that Ray was going to make an appearance.
Oh, yeah.
And he did. He made an appearance in flashback form.
God bless.
So I knew it.
So what do you think is going to happen to Dorinda? Is she going to stay with John?
Yeah, I think her and John are good.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll get married, but I think they're good.
Now, see, I took her recent health kick as a sign. You know, normally people do that when they're getting a divorce or they're cheating on someone or whatever. Like, maybe that means she's ready to outgrow John.
I don't know. I hope not. I sort of warmed up to John. I sort of love John, though. I do love John a little bit. I don't know. Maybe because we barely see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. She's really getting into this fitness thing, and she's always at Equinox on her Instagram.
Yeah, I love it. It makes me think I should get off my couch.
Right. I know. I should be at Equinox right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I just go lately on the treadmill, and I just walk so slowly on that treadmill and watch Bravo. I just joined this Equinox, and they have TVs on all the treadmills. And so I literally just walk slowly and watch like whatever Bravo's playing.
Oh.
Yeah. Or I'm on Instagram, just watching Instagram stories. Yeah. I'll be on the treadmill and Nikki Blonsky will go live. I'll stay on the treadmill like an extra hour until Nikki Blonsky's done doing her live show.
Now, not to interview the interviewee here, but you were able to ask Dorinda about Christmas.
Right. I know. Because like I said, she's the queen of Christmas in my eyes. And this, you know what? This is unofficially, or maybe officially, this is our Christmas in July special.
Yeah.
Because I had really wanted to do a Christmas in July special because I love Christmas so much.
Well, we're friends outside of the podcast.
how dare you reveal that information?
And you normally have a Christmas in July party, which is such a good, fun party theme.
I know, you guys. I do throw an amazing Christmas in July party every year. And I didn't do it this year, but you know what? This is our Christmas in July.
I think next year
we were moving. It was like a thing.
I think next year you should have a Christmas in July party at your house and invite Dorinda.
Oh, I would die. You know, that's on my bucket list, to go to Dorinda's house, the Berkshires, for Christmas.
Like, what would you even do? What would you bring?
I would
like,
explode.
You would have to bring
my ashes
some sort of
is what I'd bring.
You'd have to bring some sort of decoration. Remember that decoration of like some sort of
she stepped up the decorations this year, and I think she had a sponsorship with maybe Home Goods or something.
Oh,
that's why her decorations looked more intense this past year.
Okay, I remember that box TV like from the 40s, and then it had some sort of like novelty display inside of it. I was like, that's such an outside of the box decoration idea. I love it. Give me more.
Yeah.
I want more creative decorations for Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas, can our outro music for this episode be Christmas music?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll play it at the outro.
Okay.
Or play it at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I love talk. I feel like I could talk about Christmas forever with Dorinda.
I want you guys to like,
you need to take over for Santa and Mrs. Claus. Is that what you're saying?
Oh my God, we could be the friends that are dressed up. Wasn't it her like brother-in-law or her brother that was Santa one year?
No, it was her sister.
Oh,
Whitney was a woman.
Oh God.
A woman in drag. She also mentioned she loves Halloween. She's like, I don't think people realize how much I love Halloween.
I mean, I didn't. No. And now I know.
Although this season, I think we got a taste of Halloween Dorinda.
Yeah. But now I think, honestly, she should have a Halloween party next year again. Yeah. Like, she should be, like, the party thrower.
She should be the signal of all seasons.
She gives
the face of all seasons.
She needs to have a party for all seasons.
Yeah. I also just love, in general, a Christmas in July party. And mm-hmm. at Christmas time, it's so exhausting to throw parties.
Yes, there's so much going on. There's
too much happening. And so I feel like in July, you can have a holiday party and it's low stress. It's still the decorations. It's still the music. It's still all of that. But you're not like stressed because you're going to 1,000 fucking parties.
Yeah.
I always feel like so overweight around the holidays. And so it's like nice in July.
You can have your summer body at Christmas.
Right. Although this year I'm not having a summer body. It's not happening.
Well, Dorinda is.
Yeah. She does. She looks great.
Oh my gosh.
And also it was so fun to talk to her. It was a dream.
Yeah. And you only had her for a short amount of time, but I think you got a lot of great info out of her.
I did my best, you guys. Like, I prepared for this. I did my best preparing, and I tried to ask respectful questions, but I wanted to get some dirt and some tea.
I think you did all of the above.
You're right.
I can't wait. I hope the friendship continues to grow from here.
I feel like it'll flourish. Like it will. And I know we didn't have a pop dive this week, but that was because we dove into Dorinda.
Yeah.
Just like she dove into that cake head first while it was lit. Yeah, it was just, it was fun. So I'm so glad you guys got to witness. I'm so glad you guys got to witness that greatness. Now I'm just getting cocky. I'm going to be walking around all day and be like, well, I talked to Dorinda today.
Yeah, no big deal. It'll go on your business card. Once talked to Dorinda.
I know. And we have so much coming up in the season. So we'll be recapping Real Housewives of New York later this week on Thursday's episode. And then we'll have another new pop dive on Monday. So please stick around for that. And we have so many fun pop dives coming. I know the Facebook group is still giving me lots of great suggestions. I'm trying to get to them all, but it's, you know, we have one a week.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening. Please, like I just mentioned, the Facebook group, please head on over to Facebook and join the Everything Iconic Facebook group. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. That's my like public page.
Look at you, so fancy.
No, it's like really not fancy. But anyway, all the memes that Dorinda likes are on there. And what else? Please rate and review this on iTunes if you like it. It would be great. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Samson Technologies, for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you, Acast. Again, I want to mention on Spotify, we're having some trouble getting on Spotify, so some people are reaching out to me. I'm doing my best. We've had some technical difficulties getting back on Spotify. I hope that we'll be back there soon, but if you did previously listen on Spotify, I'm sorry. It's been super stressful, and I'm losing sleep over it and crying in the shower over it. But I hope that we'll be back on there soon. But in the meantime, you can also listen on everythingiconic.com or you can go to acast.com/everythingiconic because we're on Acast now with the Watch What Crappens boys, you know I love. You guys, over on Patreon, I'm doing recaps of the early seasons of The Real Housewives of New York, so pre-Dorinda, and we're sort of slowly working our way up to current season. So we are on season 2 right now, and it's so fun. And so if you go to patreon.com/everythingiconic, you can donate $4 or more and get access to all of those recaps, and you get bonus episodes. And also you just help support this podcast, so it really helps us make this show. So it's just supporting. And then, you know, we're doing recaps, though. They're really fun. I think people, I'm getting messages, people like the old recaps. Like, they're fun to revisit.
Yeah.
You know, so please join that. And anything else? Nothing else, Whitney. I think we got it all. Thank you, Dorinda. I love you. Thank you guys for listening. Bye. Merry Christmas!